Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, From where have you come? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Now at this point, where is Satan bound to? The earth. Now he's walking all over this thing, isn't he? You notice he's walking. He doesn't have a jet airplane to fly around in. He's walking, going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth. Now, how would you like for God to say something good like that about you? Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? There is none like him in it. He is a perfect or a mature and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil. Now then, if you want to be considered mature, that word perfect there is also translated mature instead of perfect. Sometimes we think perfect, there would be no flaws, but you can be mature and still have a flaw or two. And that's Job's case right here. Job was a mature man, but he did shun evil. He didn't want to walk there. Now, does that sound like the way the church should be today? Absolutely. You're a daughter or king of God, you know, a son or daughter of the king of the universe. There should be no sin in our life. You know, we ought to be, as young people or middle-aged people or old people, it makes no difference. When we become a child of God, we ought to be changed, we ought to be fed the Word of God, and we ought to be taught right off the bat that it's our job to walk holy with no sin in our life. We ought to forget about this nonsense. Oh, well, we're living under grace, so you can just go sin all you want to. God understands. That ain't in the Word of God that I read. That's not there. Nowhere. So I don't know where we come up with that nonsense other than the enemy does it to us. But God says we're supposed to be holy. But anyway, we're supposed to be mature. And quickly we're supposed to mature. You know, we're not supposed to be sinners after we come to know the Lord. Let's go to the next verse. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for naught, for nothing? Has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the works of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. Now, who did Satan say had done all that for Job? God. Now, how would you like for God to do those kind of things for you? Now, then, what did Job have to do to get God to do that? Shun evil. Walk holy. Be a mature man. Now, is God a respecter of persons? No. So if you do that, what's God going to do for you? Same thing. So that's what I want him to do for us, too. Then we go to the next. But he says, Satan says, But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. Isn't it amazing how that beast does those kind of things to us? And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Ooh. That's not exactly what I want God to tell the devil about me. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon him, himself, put not forth thine hand. Now, who just gave the devil legal claim? God just passed that on and told the devil, You can do anything you want to him. He's yours, but you can't touch him. Is that what he said? So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Can you imagine how happy this critter was? I'm going to go get Job. Ooh. Okay, go to the next couple of verses. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yes, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell you. One. Isn't that amazing how Satan allowed one to get away so he could go tell you the bad news? He wants you to know the bad news, right? Amen. He could have killed them all just as easy as he killed all of them but one. But then it would have taken a while for the bad news to get there. So he wanted you to know the bad news. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven. This must be lightning, huh? And hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell you. Isn't that amazing? Again, everybody, including his animals, was all killed but one. And then he says, while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. I mean, have you ever had one of these kind of days? You think, wow, I hope I don't ever have a day like this. Do you? And you thought you'd had problems. And you thought whenever one little thing comes, and your boss comes by and says, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to terminate your employment today. You're without a job. And you fall apart. Your wife and kids still home safe. There ain't nothing happened to them yet. You only lost one little thing. We don't do these afflictions very good, do we? But Job, he's really being put to the test. While he was yet speaking, oh my goodness, it's not over yet. There came also another and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Now this is the thing you don't want to hear. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are all dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell you. In other words, your whole family. How many sons and daughters did he have? 10. How many of them got killed? All of them. Now, how are you going to respond when you have this kind of bad news coming to you? You know, some of us have a little bitty tiny thing happen to us. Just a small something. Somebody called, say, your son cut his hand, and you fall apart and start cursing God. You know people's ever done something like that? Or they lost their car. They repossessed your car, and they get mad and start cussing God. We don't know what problems is, do we? The Lord's showing us here what can happen. And even if you're perfect and upright, that's what doesn't sound fair, does it? He appeared to be doing everything right. Then Job arose and tore his clothes, and he shaved his head, and he fell down upon the ground, and that's got to be a misprint. He worshiped the Lord. Would this put you to the test, young lady? Huh? You don't want nothing like that to happen to your family, do you? But how hard do you think that would be to do what he did?
Very.
It all depends on how well you know Jesus.
Amen.
If you really know Jesus well. Now, who's in control of the universe?
God.
The Lord. Do you think he knows what he's doing?
Yes.
Do you think we're supposed to trust him?
Yes.
Even in a trial like this?
Yes.
This will put you to the test, won't it, young lady? Yes, it will. It will. But you know, most of us don't do very well. In fact, it's been a long time ago. I happened to be watching, years ago, my son was much younger. He was watching some kind of a movie when we used to watch television. We hadn't watched it for years, but watching some kind of a little television program. And there was a guy on there that he got the feeling bad on this deal, on this program. So he went to a doctor, and the doctor X-rayed him, checked him, done all the tests and everything. And when he came back for the diagnosis the next day, the doctor told him, I'm sorry, but you have a terminal disease and you only have a few weeks to live. I mean, his countenance fell. He finally walked out of the doctor's office and walked out on the street with his head down, and there lay a big old piece of steel-like thing laying there on the ground. And he reached down and picked it up and started just tearing up everybody's car. He broke the windows out. You know, you reckon he was a little frustrated? You reckon he had ever read the owner's manual? No, he didn't have a clue. He had no clue that his sin was killing him. But did you know we had a young man similar to that just a few, maybe a year or two ago. I don't know how long ago it's been. But he went to a doctor just like that in Dallas. He was a Christian. Young man in his 40s. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, "You have about 3 months left to live." And so he walked out of there thinking, okay, so I got 3 months to live. I'm 40, I think it's 40 or 42 years old. So he said, "I'm from Tennessee." I believe it's Tennessee. Yes. He said, "I'm going to be buried in Tennessee." So he goes to Tennessee, where he was from, goes into the undertaker and everything, and sets up his own funeral. And I'm not sure, but maybe it was the undertaker that told him. He said, "Well, since you're a young man and you're already decided that you want to die and everything," but said, "I've got," or somebody, whether it's undertaker or somebody else up there he met, said, "What I'd like to do, I'd like to give you a CD and a DVD here, a pastor named Thurman Scrivener that teaches a healing school." And he went home and listened to those. And he came to the healing school in a few weeks. It was only a couple of weeks. He walked in and said, "I've been given a death certificate." And he said, "I've already went up to Tennessee and set up my funeral arrangements and my burial and everything. But," he said, "I want to hear what you got to say." At the end of the day, he repented of every sin, prayed for him. 3 months later, he came back and gave his testimony. He's totally healed. He said, "I'm going to live to be an old man." Amen. Now see, he had agreed with the enemy. Amen. See, the enemy had come in and put this sickness on him because of sin. He didn't realize what he'd been doing was opening the door to a devil which come to steal, kill, and to destroy. So, when he got to feeling bad, nobody ever tells us that it's sin that opens the door to this devil. And he's the one that comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But also, most of us never hear that if you'll totally repent, God will forgive you and heal you. But he says that too. And so that young man found out what his sin was. He said, "Man, I got many."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.